Okay, I'd like to call up the next item is the public forum. And this is time reserved for the general public to address the board on any issue they want that is not otherwise on the agenda. And if any person is interested in speaking on it, I will, could you please step to the podium?
Good morning. My name is Felice Pace. I'm here on behalf of myself for the benefit of those. I want to repeat that. I'm on vacation from my day job for the benefit of those who have not heard that in past forums. This is presenting to you today a petition to order the Montague Irrigation District operator of Dwinnell Reservoir and Shasta River subbasin of the Klamath River to submit a waste discharge report and or to issue for you to issue waste discharge requirements. This is for unauthorized discharge of pollutants into the Shasta and Klamath Rivers, including anabena, which produces a hepatotoxin. This is very similar to the petition you're going to receive this afternoon that's on your agenda, and I want to read briefly from it with the indulgence of the chair. Dwinnell Reservoir
You have 3 minutes on public comment, so.
I understand that.
Okay.
You can cut me off when you're ready. Dwinnell Reservoir is a shallow area subject to extremely high winds. These winds mobilize sediments that are likely to contain toxic sediments originated from the Roseburg-Baxter Superfund site. It's surrounded by hundreds of residential homes. It's got irrigation districts that carry that polluted water with the toxic byproduct of the blue-green algae throughout the valley. And children from these homes and in the valley regularly recreate. It's popular with windsurfers because of the wind. I have friends that windsurf there. And I don't know why this wasn't included in the other petition, but this is a bigger threat. The Shasta River is recognized, and Fish and Game is on record as being the most important watershed for anadromous fish. So, you know, what this petition asks for is for the regional board to pursue both petitions, the petition for Dwinnell Reservoir and the petition that you've already received that's on the agenda for the Klamath River reservoirs. They have similar types, different blue-green algae, but similar toxins, and the threat is much greater, and it makes sense to go forward with these together. So I'm presenting this petition to you today, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, well, I think proper procedure would be to file that with the executive director, okay, as well as myself, I guess. And then I'd like a ruling from legal counsel, but I believe this has not been noticed, and therefore it'd be inappropriate to combine it with today's.
No, I'm not talking that's not what's being asked. What's being asked, Mr. Chairman, is that the two petitions and consideration of waste discharge requirements for both sets of dams and both sets of reservoirs proceed together. That's what I'm asking for, not that you address it today.
Well, just to clarify, we do have on the agenda the other one, and it would then require a continuance, and we'd have to hear from the parties on those.
You're contemplating action on that petition today?
This is Samantha Olson, yes. Staff Counsel for the North Coast Board. Chairman, when you were reading the disclosure for ex parte communications, I wanted to chime in at that time in case anybody was confused about the Klamath matter. That's before you and an agenda item today. That we do not consider at this time to be an adjudicatory proceeding. It is not a formal petition for reconsideration. It's really a petition to consider. And so the rules are going to be more lax here. Obviously, you can petition the regional board's inaction if it eventually doesn't act on that. But it doesn't have the same status as a petition for reconsideration with a hearing pending before this board. That would be similar to this petition as well.
Right. So they could proceed together if the board so chooses.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Because I think there's a point of clarification here. The petition that's before us on the agenda is on an issue that is a FERC license, a Federal Energy Regulation Commission license, but I don't believe that Dwinnell has a FERC license, does it?
Well, the petition, if you read the petition that's before you today, as I have, you will see that it's not part of the FERC proceeding. It is independent of the FERC proceedings, asking you to proceed on your own authority to regulate a toxin.
I understand.
And so is this one. It's the same one.
I understand that, but well, you I want to make sure that I understand from our counsel that these are really two different kinds of
absolutely not. That's wrong, but I'll let counsel speak.
With your late receipt of this petition, I would advise board members to first review this petition before making any decision whether to consolidate your consideration of the two together or separately. I mean, you just received it, so nobody's read it. We don't know what it contains. So I wouldn't advise that you hear this petition today or have any discussion on it today. It hasn't been noticed, and nobody's had time to read it. So.
That's not what's being asked for. What's being asked for is that in the ongoing process, which will inevitably go on, because I don't see a staff report on the other petition. Is there a staff report on the other petition?
As I previously stated, there is no formal hearing today. It's
right.
Just to hear parties' comments on this petition. There's no formal adjudicatory hearing on that petition.
Right.
And I would advise the regional board to take this petition under submission and then make a decision at a later time on how it wishes to proceed with that.
Any other questions? Thank you.
And then I had one other question to legal counsel. Seems to me there's also a distinction between the rulemaking process of setting water quality standards and petitions for individual dischargers, too.
There are. The ex parte rules say that absolutely no ex parte communications are allowed in an adjudicatory hearing. That's an action against one or two individuals, like an enforcement action, a matter that's typically enforcement actions, whereas rulemaking, TMDLs, basin planning are quasi-legislative, and so ex parte communications are allowed, but you are to disclose them on the record.
But I guess my question was a little deeper than that. It was that there is a whole process for setting water quality standards in the Port of Cologne Act that is distinct from requiring individual waste discharge requirements.
Yes, and that points out the difference. Issuing an individual waste discharge requirement is adjudicative. It's to one party, and no ex parte communications are allowed, versus promulgating water quality standards is quasi-legislative. Ex parte is allowed, but you need to disclose.
Okay, I guess I'll just slightly editorialize. I think the Port of Cologne Act has extensive procedures that are laid out legislatively as to how to adopt water quality standards, and that's a very different issue than individual waste discharge requirements. Any other members of the public want to speak? Okay. The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of February 2007.